Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever.
Be holy.
All right, we're back. Tell us where we are.
Luke chapter 10, verse 21.
Okay.
At that same time, Jesus was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit, and he said, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
It's good to know God gets filled with the Holy Spirit. He had the joy of the Holy Spirit. He had the joy of it. That's just wonderful. That's wonderful. Go ahead.
O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever.
See that? I talk to a gentleman all the time. He thinks that he can just read the Bible and get a clear understanding. But God has to give it to you. God has to give it to you, whether it be from a man who can hear God or from God himself. He's gonna give it to you. You're not going to just be able to read the Bible and get an understanding. Because see how it says there that God has hidden it from those who think they know. He's hidden it. If you're not careful, God will hide these truths from you. Matter of fact, have you heard any of this that we're preaching? Have you ever heard any of this before now, before you ran into us? I know there are churches who are preaching it, but have you? Did you hear any of this before you ran into our broadcast? Huh? Because a lot of times, all of this that we're saying is hidden from a lot of people. And when it's hidden from a lot of people, they really don't know how to respond when they first hear it because they never heard it before. Read it again.
O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever.
Think themselves. Think. That's the key part of it. Thinking. The Spirit don't have nothing to do with your thinking. He says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. But he has no part in your thinking. So your thinking is based on your education level and how much you've studied and what you know how to read and what language you know how to speak and what other languages you know how to interpret. That's your thinking. But these things that are coming from God through us and through the disciples then, he had hidden it from a lot of people. They were hidden. Doesn't that make sense? God hid it from them. You can't just get what we're saying from just reading. You have to actually have somebody tell you what this thing means. And if God is working with your hearing, let him, he who has an ear, let him hear. If God is working with your hearing while the man of God is speaking, then you can understand what God is saying or what God has already said. But if God's not working on your hearing, you will never understand this stuff that we're talking. This thing, he just read this scripture here that God hid this information from those who think that they're smart. God hid it from them. And you don't even understand what that means. Because God hid it from them, he didn't trust them with it. He didn't trust them with it. Read on.
And for revealing them to the childlike.
See that? Back to the sons again. Back to the childlike, back to the children of God. He reveals it to the children, but he will hide it from the men who think they're smart enough to just read this and get it. Go ahead.
Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. 22.
Yeah.
My Father has entrusted everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
No one truly knows the Son except the Father.
There you go. Nobody truly knows the Son except the Father. And
no one truly knows the Father except the Son.
And nobody truly knows the Father except the Son. So you don't even know who Jesus really is unless you go through the Son. You're not going to know who the Father really is, or unless you go through the Father to find out who Jesus really is. You're not going to go and find out who the Son is until you go through the Father. And you won't find out who the Father is until you go through the Son. You see how it's intermingled. It's not too different. If you found out who the Father really is, you would realize that Jesus was He standing before you. If you knew who Jesus really was, you would know that that was the Father standing before you. And when it talks about this Messiah that was going to come, you should have known that it was God that was going to come for His people. The scripture says, your God shall come. You don't know who Jesus is until you go through the Father, and you don't know who the Father is until you go through Jesus, because they're the only ones who know each other. Did that mix them up? I'm hoping it did, because I'm really only talking about one, not they. Go ahead.
And those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him.
So the Son has to reveal to you who the Father is. Reveal. You can't read that. You have to have that revealed. See, you can't read that. It has to be revealed. I asked a preacher this, last week? I said, man, give me one verse, because he was saying that the scriptures were the revealing. You know, you get all the revelation from the scriptures. I said, no, sir. You get the revelation from God. You get the scriptures and the words of God from the scriptures. But the understanding comes from God. So he said, no. All you have to do is read the scriptures. Oh, no, the revealing. You don't know who God is by reading the scriptures. You have hope in the scriptures. That's a place for you to begin. But the revealing, see, the revealing can't come until after you've read the scripture. So the revealing comes after the reading. So you read and wait for the revealing. But a lot of them think that the revealing comes through reading. And it doesn't. The revealing comes when, after you've read, then God reveals. If you read about the Son of God, then God has to come and reveal to you who the Son of God really is. Regardless of what you're reading, He has to reveal that to you. Revealing comes after reading. Revealing comes after preaching. You can't just read words and think that you have it. God has hidden it from those who thought they were smart enough to read the Word of God or read the Bible and get a total understanding. You have to have that revealed to you from God. The Bible don't replace God. The Bible don't replace the Spirit. It don't replace that. No, it don't replace Him. He gave that for us for our learning. These things were written for our learning. But then the revealing has to come after the learning. You have to have the revealing after you read. You can't read to get the revealing, because anybody can get a dictionary and read something. You ever notice how every preacher and their mama knows how to read a Hebrew dictionary and gonna tell you what the Word of God says in the original Hebrew or the original Greek? I got word for you. God don't speak Hebrew and God don't speak Greek. Greek don't control God and don't explain God. God explains God. And if you have, matter of fact, if you speak any other language than Greek and Hebrew, God knows what you understand, and He will bring that revealing to you in that language that you understand, regardless of what they spoke in that day. Greek is not the language of heaven. Hebrew is not the language of heaven. English is not the language of heaven. Spanish is not the language of heaven. God has His own language. Matter of fact, His language is so straight to where we couldn't even understand it. So we have to pray for the interpretation. These preachers think that they can just control God by reading their Bible. And then, see, the thing is that they don't want to wait for the revealing of who the Son is and who the Father is. They don't want to wait for that. they want to grab a Bible that they like, a particular version that they like. And if they read a version that they don't like, they go get another version that they do like. And when they get that version that they do like, then they can manipulate what you said and what they say and make the Bible that they like say what they want it to say. But you can't manipulate God when he's revealing. That's what they don't like. You can never, ever manipulate God in what he says. You can't manipulate the revealing of God, because he's going to tell you who the Son is, and that Son's going to tell you who the Father is. And then when you find out, he'll say, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You've now seen him, and now you know him. Before now, no man has seen the Father. But then he turns around and says, but you have seen him and now know him. Because when you see me, you see the Father. You've seen the Father. Go ahead.
23.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they were alone, he turned to the disciples and said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you've seen.
Yes. Blessed are the eyes who have seen what you've seen.
I tell you, many prophets and kings longed to see what you see.
They wanted to see what they are now seeing.
But they didn't see it.
They didn't see it. Go ahead.
And they longed to hear what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't hear it.
They didn't hear it. Go ahead.
25.
Mm.
One day, an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question.
Yeah.
Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?
Going to test Jesus. Going to test God. Don't even see. Had he knew that Jesus was God in the flesh, he would have never gone to test him. And what was he, a religious what?
Religious leader.
A religious leader. He was a religious leader, but he thought he knew something. Matter of fact, he thought he knew more than Jesus.
Yeah, he was an expert in religious law.
An expert in religious law. He thought he knew more than Jesus. And that's what these preachers are doing now. They don't want what Jesus said. They go and make up something so that people can come in and they can collect an offering. If you would just do what Jesus said, you'd be better off. Go ahead.
Jesus replied, what does the law of Moses say?
Yeah.
How do you read it?
What does the law of Moses say? Go ahead.
27. The man answered, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
That cleans up the whole entire law of Moses.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com. or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.